Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg. You can be contacted at janetthornburg@facebook.com, also known as Daisy, and that's Daisey 644478 at keen.com for readings. I've had some requests from people through Facebook to be guests on this show, and I'm going to say just contact me through Messenger on Facebook.com and give me an overview of your topic and your intent for our community. Our community is a believers in Jesus Christ. A little cosmic weather. We've had some intense Scorpio moon testing our self-confidence and passions, strong passions between Mercury and Jupiter, which means sudden changes. We will experience the experience that we'll get from the new moon will be good. It's bringing sudden change. Venus in Libra strengthens our desire to get along. I'm glad to see that. And I am seeing that on the news with how Vegas Strong was fabulous. The community came together and they had a night of healing, and it was just inspirational and beautiful. Just touched my heart. Jupiter's been very active all year, but since the beginning of the year, but it entered Scorpio for the first time in 12 years in September. September is when we had that constellation on the 23rd, and then just this month, and that had powerful effects too. It entered into Scorpio, which has powerful effects for the remainder of this year. And check out my post on Facebook and on the Daisy on Keen page about Jupiter in September. Wow, that was absolutely powerful effects. Now, October, the effects from Jupiter are going to be abundance and a heart's desire. So we want to be here now to receive that, and that's what this show is about today. Before that, October's health tip is about margarine. Margarine, according to WebMD and many Dr. Richard Becker and his wife, and it's the next thing to plastic to your veins. It contains bad LDLs and not good for your heart. So stick to butter, folks. It's a lot healthier. But you got to watch how much of that you do, too. We need moderation in all things. So be here now is a tool. It's to stop and breathe and find your center. We need to extinguish the fire of stress. Stress is an enemy. Its side effects are forgetfulness, temper, chronic fatigue, feeling like a failure, and the list is very long. And it is basically a silent killer. We need to breathe deep and get our perspective. And we need to know that these side effects that I talked about, forgetfulness, temper, chronic fatigue, cynicism, sense of helplessness, never having a feeling of accomplishment, feeling like a failure, constant illnesses, headaches, tension, migraines, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So these are the side effects of stress. And in order to catch yourself in stress, you have to be able to be here now. You have to observe yourself. So when something upsets you, that's a signal to connect to heaven, to pray, to stop, breathe deep, find your perspective. And, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 says, in this world, we can be troubled on every side, but not distressed. Just because we have trouble doesn't mean we have to have stress. It doesn't have to affect you or force you to make a decision that you would not otherwise make. Be prepared for trouble by knowing how to respond before it comes, and that's what I'm talking about. Be here now. And we need to understand that Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of all of them. So if you're a believer in Jesus, then you're the righteous. It's not righteous by works. It's righteous in your spirit and righteous by the blood of Jesus. And what are the causes of stress? So when stress comes, we need to really always know that God will provide a way of escape. So we need to trust him. Uncertainty brings stress, not being sure. Having an uncertainty is one of the biggest ones. Unresolved conflict, resolve it. Be at peace with all men as much as you can. Ephesians 4:26. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. And that's a real health thing too. We'll get into that sometime. Unrealistic comparisons. Don't compare yourself to other people. Saul began to have problems when he compared himself to David and jealousy came in. And so we want to know that we don't need to compare ourselves. You're very unique. There's not another you. There's no two snowflakes alike, no two individuals alike. And God has a purpose for your life. Unconfessed and unresolved sin. Confess your sin to God. He's the one that cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Unusual pressure in the area of finances, that you need to look at and very carefully. But remember this, Proverbs 19:17 says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord and God repays with interest. We have to have a financial plan and we kind of have to stick to it. We have to stop spending more than we make, which I've been guilty of. And so I'm going to begin to read here, but before I do, I want, with everyone here with me, we're joining in prayer. We're two more or more gathered. God's presence is among us. Father, we thank you that we can have peace in our hearts because of knowing that all of our sins are washed away as though they never existed by the blood of Jesus, our Savior. We're no longer under the sentence of condemnation because of sin. Our heart is not troubled by the accusations of the adversary or the slanders of mankind. We have been accepted in your sight, and we're standing in right presence, and our trust is not in ourselves, but in you, and in your presence and your power. We have quietness and assurance of mind in the midst of turmoil in our world and the uncertainty which it creates, because you are with us, and we praise you for your Holy Spirit and ask to reveal to the people what needs to be known. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Okay, we're going to take this first call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, you. Oh, you hit the nail on the head. Uncertainty and stress. I have, guilt of both. I mean, I'm getting up there in age, and the uncertainty of income, because I've been working as a CNA, which means I get cash all the time, nothing for retirement, you know. So I'm looking to go back to school. I talked to the school about being an RN in 2 years, and I just don't know what direction my life is going in. I'm lost.
Okay. Well, you know, seeking wisdom is the main thing. And I think you can have that in 2 years. You not only will have benefits, but you will also probably have a secure income. They make good money, and you can. I think that's a really good plan. But we're going to trust God, and you've confessed your uncertainty here today, and that's what we're supposed to do, is confess it.
Right.
He's faithful. It doesn't matter whether we're faithful or not. He's faithful to bring us good things. And I pulled the cards here, and I got the hermit, which is a person of wisdom that lights paths for others. You know, you have, and it's on your spirit side, you have already the ability to, you know, you're more than just a caregiver. You you help people and you sense things, and you're a very powerful prayer warrior. And your future is secure. Jeremiah 29:11 is coming to me, and that's where God says he has a good future for you. So the world can look very chaotic, and right now there is a struggle with money, but it says it's going to change, and it's going to change this month. And I took everybody, including you, into those feast days, you know, all three of them.
Thank you. I remember. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
and
I did my prayer during
believe,
eight times of the
I
sundown,
want you to believe that those
sundown.
Promises,
mm-hmm.
not what I did, but those promises in Joel chapter 2, long life, financial abundance. So you're going to go to a different level. And you, the enemy uses, if he can't get directly to you, he uses your weakest link, like our children or grandchildren or somebody that's close to us. So just
just know,
he's the same as he ever was. He's going to, if he can't mess with me, he's going to mess with something around me. He'll give you a testy person at work or some kind of challenge.
Oh, no, you know what happened to me? I did have something like that. I had this girl, Diane, I was doing my reunion, and she was slandering me left and right and continuously and constantly. And, like, I did the reunion dinner, and it was like she came there and just bashed me. And here she was sweet, sweet and nice to me the whole time before she walked in the door. And I was like, what? You know, calling me a thief and a liar and, you know, and to everybody in my 380 people in my high school. I was like, what? So I just, I did my, lit a candle, put her name under it, did Psalms 91 over it, and I've been free ever since. So,
you
taught me a lot, dear lady.
That's what I was getting ready to tell you to do, and you've already done it. See what I mean by having that ability inside of you, that's your spirit talking to you. God lives in our spirit. He doesn't take inventory, keep record of wrongs or on the physical level. Those are our challenges. We're here to take charge of our emotions and definitely watch what we speak and think over ourselves. You know, the Bible talks about the tongue being no man can tame it. We have to allow the spirit to tame it. But you did the right thing, and you should see a big change this month. I think you're thinking the right direction.
Go to school? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because then if I become
an RN, call me
I
a
always
lifer.
Teach.
I'm studying stuff now. I'm studying about essential oils. I don't think, you know, I think learning's an adventure. I don't look at it as a chore.
Me too. Oh, I love
it. Okay, God bless.
It fills me up. Thank you. God bless you too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Seeking wisdom is the main thing. Okay, next call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Daisy.
Good afternoon.
Hi. So thank you for believing in me. Just a general reading. I'm doing really well.
Okay.
I passed my exam, as you know. I emailed you on Keen, so I'm relieved. But yes, I want to see what else is what else I have to look forward to.
Okay, good. And you know what? You made a first card success. You successfully completed your course. And we're all grateful that Jesus successfully completed his course. And, you know, it requires discipline. And we have to discipline our mind and what we speak over ourselves, because God put this world together with his words. And we're created in his image and likeness. And we create our destiny with ours, thoughts and words. So, it shows that you're going to a different level. I have a choice between two career opportunities.
Okay.
And there's only one problem. And the problem is they're both good for certain reasons. So it makes it tough. Don't you just love it? No easy answer here. I'll help you with that. And that's coming up. One of them may have already come up. And over your heart's desire, I have success around a relationship with a man who's finally, I mean, he's really proud of you. He hasn't expressed it yet, but I think he will.
I don't know anyone. I stopped seeing someone a few weeks ago, so I'm ready. I'm ready for that part of my life to finally be successful and for someone to come in and just be the right person.
Yeah, you know, we have to leave the past. You've already done, you know, at some point in time, we all keep going back to school, especially if you work in the medical profession. You get updated, you know, the newest and mm-hmm. thing out there. And I just, I mean, to me, I just love, I love the internet because it's full of knowledge. Although you have to really, you know, track it because not everybody on there is truthful. But you have a really good future starting for you. Two really good job career offers coming up. And they're both strong for certain reasons. I mean, there's something okay. you like about both of them. So it's a tough decision, but it's good news for you. Things are changing in the way you think. And possibly you outgrew that relationship.
I did. It wasn't right in a few ways. So nice man, but.
But you got adventure coming.
Right.
You got a sweetie coming.
All right, good. I need that. It's about time.
Yeah. You're not the same person. You were that studious student. Now you're accomplished and you're going a different level. And this is going to be a man who's going to be extremely supportive and proud of you, proud of your accomplishments and promote you, make you feel good about yourself.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. That's going to happen
Thank
before this
you.
Year closes. And in fact, I got the card of commencement, which means it's beginning.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you so much. Always great talking
You're
to
welcome.
You.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Overview?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's see what's coming up for you. You know, we just have to have faith. This world's always, you know, Jesus said in this world we'd have trouble. I gave you in Corinthians where it can come on all sides. You just have to trust that God will support. Apply an answer, a way out, or escape.
Right.
Well, this is a very good reading. Your first card is the Nine of Cups, and I'm using the Voyager deck. And this is the cup of fulfillment. I mean, it's a heart's desire. It's something feeling fulfilled, you know. And you don't always feel fulfilled when you're maturing and you're going through a different level and chronological age. But this is going to surprise you. This is really going to surprise you. A heart's desire, something you've been wanting for a long time, and it looks like it comes before this month ends.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's been a learning lesson. You've learned how to be... Live the fast pace, fast pace of fast driving and faster living in the South. You come to the North to learn how it is to get back to basics and learning to survive. And now you've got both of these things done, so you're going to a life of really enjoying your life now.
That's
and
wonderful.
There are people on the other side that want this for you, many family members.
That's
they
always
want this
nice.
For you. They want
well,
this
that
for
means
you.
That's the right choice in the right direction. Good.
Mm-hmm. Have
wonderful.
Faith in God. He's getting ready
okay.
to take you places you never dreamed of. I know, that's Joel
Looking
Osteen,
forward.
But it just came through to me, too.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. So we know, I've told you many, many times on the show that we had very imperfect people in the Bible. You know, it showed all how the mistakes they made, like Abraham and Sarah thought they could help God out, so they picked the handmaiden and had a child, and that wasn't God's will. And that was an impatient thing. They was waiting a long time, and they just thought, you know, they were supposed to do it somehow. And in Samuel chapter 22, it states how David, a man after God's own heart, and his group were all in distress, debt, and unhappy. And the group even plotted to stone him. So you can see how being in debt can make you unhappy. And God doesn't want you to be in debt. Doesn't mean you can't have a mortgage. You have to have a financial plan like we talked about. And you have to live within your means. But they were so unhappy that they were going to kill him. But then we move on down to 1 Samuel chapter 30, and we see that there was restoration, joy, and abundance, and a transformation. And right now in our world, we're undergoing transformation. I see it. I see a lot of the signs, particularly look at that post that I posted on my Keen page and on the Facebook page about Jupiter and the constellation Virgo, and how it compares to Revelation chapter 12. And, you know, people say, well, transformation can feel very uncomfortable. If you're having trouble moving things, find someone to agree with you. That's the power of two. Matthew 18:19 states it. But the law of two will move mountains. And sometimes we need a little extra push. We need like-minded people. And we need to be in a group that is our group, you know, and our faith and our beliefs. Okay, so here we go. Let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, it's Julie. How are you?
I'm good.
I know you remember, I know we know each other from Keene.
Yes.
And I was your
What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. I just was calling in. I just wanted to kind of listen.
Okay. Do you want me to answer
Julie
anything?
Julie from Chicago. So.
Yes. Julie was one of our guest speakers, and she does a wonderful work by helping people to get over their stresses and problems in life. And we need people like you, Julie. God bless you.
Yeah, you feeling better?
I'm feeling good, yeah.
Okay.
Do I need to answer anything for you?
No, I just wanted to say
okay.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
I kind of wanted to just kind of hear what you do over here.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
God bless. All right, so we'll move on down here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Had a little bit of a seasonal cold, but when the weather changes, my allergies kick up. Although I have to say, they're much less than they used to be, and I attribute that to oil pulling. Not a fun thing to do, but it really works.
That's a good way of looking
at it. Takes all that congestion out.
Well, I wanted to touch base with you because it's been a while, and last time we spoke on Keen, I told you about losing my job, a licensed physical therapist assistant. And I have this new apartment lease in the city, you know, which is one of my goals, and then lost my job in a nasty way. And you were very positive about me getting another job, but I'm getting scared because there are very slim pickings right now for physical therapist assistants. There's a lot for physical therapists, but not for the physical therapist assistants. I think it has a lot to do with insurance companies just not paying as much out anymore for patients. They're not placing an importance on physical therapy. So a lot of places which are not making as much money as they used to are just not hiring the licensed physical therapist assistants. And I'm getting scared because I'm not bringing in enough money, especially to I'm living off of my savings, basically, so to pay my apartment rent. And I don't want to deplete it completely.
Well, your first card is courage, and it shows that you are battling. It's the Seven of Wands. That's an inner conflict. That's a battle that or a challenge that you that's right in front of you, and it is scary. And but I want you to trust that that's going to change. You know, sometimes negative emotions, which is fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is the connector to the underworld, the dark world, Satan's regime, and faith is connection to heaven, to God's regime. And we have to realize that these array of emotions get put in our path, this challenge that's in front of you, and they have the power to bring us down if we let them. But we're going to reverse that today. Because a thought can become an action, and an action can become a habit, and a habit, you know, affects your character and becomes your destiny. So we have to start with our thoughts. And emotions are a direct harvest of whatever we continually think about. So I want you to reverse that today, and I want you to start speaking over yourself that you are a child of God and that you are going to be delivered out of the situation. And because my last card is successful, and I've got something coming up this week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay,
trust God.
Good. Okay.
No matter how it looks, you know, Isaac came into a land that was in famine, and he sowed in that land, and he reaped 100-fold. We have to, no matter how it looks or feels, those are the real tests where we have to take charge of our thoughts and our feelings. You know, God came to us for a reason. He gave us emotions for a reason. We just have to work with the negative ones, and if we can't work with them, sometimes we need help. And but we have to take a step. I mean, I talked to somebody on a crisis line, and it was in, you know, and I asked why aren't you getting physical therapy, because just laying in that bed is scary to me, you know?
Right.
You need somebody to work, get a massage, if nothing else, get a massage, but you need physical therapy. And that's what I told her. And I said, start wiggling your toes, trusting God that you're taking a move. You're making a movement. You're going forward. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was sweating blood and distressed because he knew what he was going to go through, and his very human self, may this cup pass for me, can I get out of this, in other words. But then he said, not my will, thy will. And then he went a little forward. You got to go a little forward. But it looks like you have a breakthrough this week. And
so,
I'll send you minutes to reassure you. I'll be on on Monday.
That'd be wonderful. So
okay,
it sounds
remind
like
me,
my
would
own,
you please?
I will. I'll send you an email, Sir Keen. Believe me, I
will. Yeah, I'm 74, and I'm going, would I promise today? But I'm doing
so
good, and I praise God for it. And I just, I see a breakthrough coming, I do.
Oh,
okay?
Good. I mean, I guess when I'm going through it and I'm in the middle of it, it feels like the light is not at the end of the tunnel. I just keep thinking, you know, how long
and that's
is it
why sometimes we
for?
Need a person who cares about our best interest and wants us to be the best we can be. You know, they're not emotionally involved, and you need that counsel sometimes. So it's okay, and it's going to be all right. All right.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless you too. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Can you hear
me? What can I do for you?
It's me, Steve.
I know. Hi. I don't say unless you do. It's up to the person that's calling, but they don't have to if they don't want to. What would you like me to look at?
You know me best, so whatever you...
Just a little general here, overview maybe?
Yeah.
Look at what's coming up? Okay.
I know right now I've had some run-ins with Adam this week, so...
You did?
Adam texted me a few times. Wants to know if I have a problem
with
him. Yeah.
Your first card is careful analyzation here. Analyze what's going on around you. See, that's another part of be here now. Let's say that something, you know, the fright to flight thing, I mean, that gets us out of a lot of trouble, gives you that extra energy that's necessary in case of an emergency. But if something is coming at you that you need, you know, that could affect your character and career, you need to be very careful at what he's in legal trouble.
I know he is. I'm not talking to him. He sent me a message, and I said, what's happening? He says, is there anything why am I hearing people talking about you? I said, I don't, who, what? I don't know. Then he said, really, nothing? And I never responded. That's the last I heard from him. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and I come to the restaurant. But then
he wants you to come back,
away,
I think. But you have to remember that.
No, I think
definition?
It's bad stuff. Few people I said bad things, and I think that got back to him. So it was my fault, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's why you have to be careful. The first card it analyzes carefully. I would just ignore it because you can't. It would not change. If you were to go backwards,
I don't think he's.
It would not change.
I think it's the opposite. I think he's angry at me.
Yeah.
And I would never leave John. I'm very happy here.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Good, because that's the right decision.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd ever offer
me a
position back.
But he's getting at a point of desperation here.
I think he wants to.
This is an excuse, though. It's an excuse to talk to you, and he knows that you can't believe half of what you hear. You know,
right.
Things have been exaggerated that were said.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
and you're thinking
is.
On the right.
I
you should not make this change.
I don't expect to hear from him again, and if I do, I'm going to block his number, so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I would too. I think he just wants to, you know, punish back and by making some sort of offer and then, no. But, and that's why it's saying to think about this carefully because it wouldn't change. It would be the same letdown as you had before.
Yeah, I'd be really totally shocked if he offered me a job back after what we've gone through. So I don't think that, you know, you've been right, but, you know, I'm just saying I'd be totally shocked.
Yeah, what says that?
Yeah.
You know, people infiltrate sometimes to, you know, it's amazing how far they'll go to get even.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So that's all it's saying. Just beware of that. And he's at a point of, I think he really does need somebody's help. And he's just lost the reasoning here for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Yep. I do.
But you, where you're at, you have a lot of, there's a lot of potential. There's even more benefits coming. There is a very important decision coming up in your present situation in March of 2018 that has to do, that'll change your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Job related or we talked about family
about.
Home?
I think it's more of sweat equity. And you don't need any more responsibility. You have the responsibility as if you were an owner. So, but you're going to actually have the title and the money to go with it.
Right.
Very important decision March.
I'm bogged down here in this one location in Walpole, and I can't get to the other ones. And I'm here full time. But John wants me to see the other ones, but I can't manage the other ones because I can't get the other managers to communicate because I'm here all the time. When is that going to change? Is that
okay.
not going to change till March?
Yeah, it's kind of like the cat's away, the mice will play, they do it their own way kind of thing. Then the person that's
right.
operating there is doing everything. But it says now it's going to change within a month.
Okay. I have one
do,
guy
do
who gives me a hard time.
Same feeling?
I don't trust him.
That he,
yeah.
Yeah, he yeah. just does everything his own way. He listens to what you say, but in one ear and out the
that's
other.
Timmy. That's the guy you're talking about. Timmy, I want to fire him, but John doesn't want to fire him because of repercussions of politics and everything, which I totally understand. When do we see him leaving on his own? Or?
Okay. There is something coming up against him. He's something legal, and he's going to go because of that.
Well, John seems to think he's getting
he's gonna
a job
get
in the
involved
city
in
or the town.
And,
right.
And it's going to – he's going to have to drop everything for that.
He's going to quit.
He's going – this is probably another offer somewhere else.
Yeah, well,
it's
we
over
think,
money.
We think
it's over money. There's – because I get that, you know, this to him this is a better deal. He's going to do better.
Right.
So he's jumping
I
on
I think
it.
He's going to work for the
okay.
town or the city. His whole family has, right. Is that in a month?
Yeah.
What's the time for? Yeah, a month. Okay, good. All right, cool. Great.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in,
Thank
too.
You.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move right along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes. General?
Okay. Yes.
Or do you have a
How
specific
you been?
Question? I'm good.
Oh.
Good. Feeling real good. I love it when I can do a radio show.
he said about getting me a jewelry box and that I'd have room to put my jewelry in it and what jewelry's to come. And I'm like, what's he talking about?
It's a carrot. And I'm not talking about a carrot diamond either.
Oh,
he wants to say something to get you to think positive about you and him.
Mm-hmm.
He feels guilty, and he feels like he needs to... He wants you emotionally involved again. So it's like a little hint that he's going to give you something to put in that jewelry box. He wants to make peace with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving
oh,
you...
Just give me a general. We know about him, don't we? We know how he is.
Well, you know what? I've got good news that things are going to change for you quickly here. You've been on the enemy has put you through a destructive cycle where he's attacked you financially, emotionally, and physically. And I'm mm-hmm. showing that that's going to change. And I got good news on that. You're going to be happy. Actually, it looks like we've got some kind of... restoration going on.
Good.
And there's an offer coming from him too, but you have an offer too for something to do with money. But first, you're going to a process, and you're not sure about it. It may be either a therapy thing or surgery.
Yeah, there's a
yeah,
procedure I'm going to go.
Yep. So I see that either December or January.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be before January so my insurance will cover it.
Mm-hmm. It looks like December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Because I've got
But you need
my...
to put that bug in your doctor's ear. say, I've got insurance until here. We need to get on to this. We're going to do it. So, you know, just, but it looks like it's all going to fall into place and, like, you know, you're getting restored. I got restoration. So God can use the hands of a skillful physician and tune up, you know, rebuild things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Linda just needs to be there for me more.
Okay, let's look at that. He's trying to be real skillful right now. He's, you know, he's going to start communicating, and he wants to make peace. He wants you back in his life. And he is concerned about the surgery, or the, your medical condition, I should say. He's very concerned about that.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, they're supposed to put a block in the, they're supposed to block a nerve first. See
okay.
if that helps. And then.
Well, they can do that
cart,
with.
Cauterize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they can do today. I would get another pin. Have you seen that advertisement for the Laser Spinal Institute? It's a 1-inch incision, and they do a free consultation. You might want to look into that. It's called the Laser Spine Institute. Google it on your computer and, you know, just see what they say, too, as a second opinion, and come up, because there are people amazing. The recovery is really not a long time. It's a 1-inch Band-Aid, basically, incision.
Mm-hmm.
And they're back to work in no time.
Oh.
Just check it out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we will keep you in prayer, and you keep our church in prayer, and we think, you know, we want the best for you. This is one place you can come where we want the best for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you. Well, Father God, we thank you for each and every person that called. And their needs are known to you before we even ask. But we're all in agreement today. And we're in agreement for the very best. We claim Jeremiah 29:11 that we have a good future. And that our times are in your hands. We pray for our country today. And we pray for our leaders, our military leaders, and everyone in and our president, and everyone that has any type of power to make decisions concerning us. And we are your children, and we know that we can have sustained happiness and fulfillment by being connected to you and having faith. And help us to remember. Help us to stop and check on ourselves when we're getting ready to react. Help us to remember that faith is the connection to heaven and fear is the connection to hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'll let everybody know when the next radio show is. I thank everybody who's listening and everybody who's called in. And I look forward to seeing you and have a very safe Halloween, and enjoy yourself dressing up as whatever and having that fantasy night, but let it be safe. And remember that I love you, Jesus loves you, and we need to love each other and help each other through these uncertain times in our country. But remember, God's still on the throne. All right, until next time. Bye.